This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Saturday, February 9, 2008. David's Confession for New Life. The scripture is 2 Samuel 12, verse 7. Nathan said to David, "You are the man." King David had the power and wealth to do whatever he wanted. One evening, while watching Bathsheba bathing, he wanted her. Bathsheba was the wife of his faithful soldier, Uriah. David then broke at least four of God's Ten Commandments in the seamy process of getting Bathsheba. He coveted Uriah's wife, stole her as a kid shoplifts candy, committed adultery with her, and ordered Uriah killed in battle. For a while, David thought he got away with it. But then his friend Nathan told David a story about a rich man stealing a poor man's lamb. David became outraged. Then Nathan told him, "You are the man." And David confessed, "I have sinned against the Lord." Nathan responded, "The Lord has taken away your sin." But that wasn't the end of David's confession. He poured out his heart to God in Psalm 51. God moved David to use his poetic gifts to confess his sin. He asked God to build a new life for him so that he could teach others to turn back to God. Would David have confessed his sin unless Nathan had challenged him and held him accountable to God? Did David ever dream his relationship with Nathan would cause such agony and yet lead to forgiveness and renewed life? God often uses friends in just that way. Would you pray with me? Comfort your servant now, while at your throne I bow and call to you. Your pardoning grace is free. Sinners who raise their plea, your love and mercy see. They are made new. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.